Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, and welcome to episode 10 of Mama's on the Move. That felt so good to say that.
It did feel good.
We had a double digits.
I remember when my son turned 10, it made me feel like, okay, we're going to another.
Oh, that's a milestone.
Yeah, that's a milestone. Yeah. Yes, 10 episodes in. So you are?
I am Brandi Hunter-Lewis.
And I am Keisha Johnson.
And it's a new year.
New year, 2019 in the house.
Yes, yes.
I'm so happy it's 2019.
So we're excited to be here. And we've had a bit of a lapse.
Yes.
Because it's been a lot going on for everyone. So
yes.
Not just us. We've had several holidays. We've had, you know, vacations. So, you know, forgive us for the delay, but we are happy to be back and we're here.
It was all good stuff. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we were both extremely busy with work. I don't know how you do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was swamped from November to December.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get all those deals closed. But it was... I was the one who said that we were going to do episode 10 live. So let me go ahead and address that.
No, but we both agreed to it.
Yeah, we did. We both agreed to it.
In good faith, we wanted to do it.
In good faith, we really, really wanted to do it. But it just ended up being a little bit more work than we really had time for.
Yeah.
And that's really what it came down to. So it is something we plan to do sooner than later.
Right.
But maybe for episode 20. You know,
I think 20 is a
20,
good
25,
goal.
Whatever, somewhere in there. But I think that's where we will shoot for doing something live because we want to meet you guys. I mean, we get
the
DMs, we get the messages and emails, and we definitely want to meet you guys in real life, in person. So that is something we're going to work on.
Yes.
Right, B?
Yes. So, no, we're going to commit to 20.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to commit to 20. That gives us plenty of time.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that gives us plenty of time. Now, that's what we say today, and then all of a sudden we're looking at
and then life happens. But
no, we're going to do that, seriously. So tell me about your holidays, girl. How were they?
So the holidays were good. They were good. So, you know, with all our athletes that are away at college, it's rare that we can get them all together at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're limited on time because they normally, even with the Christmas break, they either just get like that day and then 12 hours after that. But still, we were able to get everybody home. I was not feeling really good. So, for Christmas. Not Christmas, for Thanksgiving.
I remember Thanksgiving.
So my goal was to, like, cook and do everything and be spirited and really make up for not being able to do Thanksgiving the way I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good
did
Christmas.
Did you do that? Did you cook it?
Well, I halfway did. I didn't do the whole Thanksgiving spread. I made some lasagna and we made some fried chicken. And, you know, I didn't do the entire Thanksgiving spread. I really said, you know what? I don't feel like it. And I honored how I felt.
I'm proud of you because
that is
a big thing for you and that you're starting to do that. But you know what I learned? Because this is the first Christmas I have been engaged in the holiday, in the spirit. I really, it's the first one. I was excited.
Wait, is your tree still up?
My tree is still up.
Okay,
however,
okay.
I have gone to Container Store to get the tree bag.
Okay.
So I'm going to have DJ take it down over the weekend. I like it up.
It is pretty.
It's been up for over a year. So, I mean, you know, I never took it down for Christmas 2017.
Wait, so now, did you add some more decor?
No, and that's what I think I probably should have because, but next year I am. I mean, they had some really good sales at the Container Store and everywhere. It's like 75% off of decorations. But next year I think I am definitely, not I think, I know, because I've been using my mom's ornaments all this time.
Wow, yeah.
And then I've added a little bit. But next year I'm going to use her ornaments on a smaller tree.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have completely new decor for my tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
one of the things I learned is that people don't really do traditional food for Christmas a lot of
them.
You know,
yeah.
It's more like what you said, people do listen. These people do what they want.
Right.
It's not so much that traditional stuff anymore. But I moved in with my brother for the holidays.
And he wanted that more than anything, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's so freaking clingy these days. But It's like, you know, but we had a really good time, except for every day. His mother-in-law lives with him.
Okay.
So every day at 7 o'clock, the elevator would go off. She'd be getting on the elevator. You know, older people tend to be creatures, you know, of habit.
Oh, yeah, and they wake up at 3:30
right,
in the morning.
Exactly. Yes. I'm like, she going to have that coffee at the same time every day, that damn elevator going off. But right, it's like the same time every day. And so, but this Christmas was pretty exciting because DJ got his car, honey.
Girl.
His dream Jeep.
Oh, my God. When I tell you, leading up to that, just the anticipation, because I'm like, you know what? She said she wasn't going to get it for him, but I don't know that I believe
that. That's what
that.
Everybody kept saying. They were in my DMs. And when his birthday came, and he turned 17 on November 1st, his birthday came, it was so many messages underneath. Now, where's his Jeep? Yeah. Where's his Jeep? And I'm like, DJ, if he does get a car, it's not getting a Jeep. Right. I can't afford that.
Yeah.
So about 2 weeks before Christmas, or maybe about 3 weeks before, we're about 2 weeks before Christmas, I was sitting in a closing, and my brother sent me this message. And he said that I'm about to get on to, he never calls him by his name, it's always nephew. The same way he called Big Daryl brother-in-law, he never called him Daryl.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm about to get real hard, you know, working really hard on getting nephew a car. Mm-hmm. He said, and, you know, my plan was to spend between, you know, $15,000 to $20,000. Mm-hmm. He said, but him wanting a truck or a Jeep is going to be considerably more. So I'm sitting up here like, well, whoever said, I don't want you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not something we agreed to. He said he came home the night before, and he said he saw him outside in 30 degree weather just playing ball by himself, just playing ball. And he was like, he said, and that did something to my spirit. And, you know, I want to do something special for him. I know he misses his dad. And it just touched me to see how he said, I love how he gets up and out, and he don't care if he by himself, he gonna work every day.
Yeah.
He said, so I want to do this. And it just broke me down. I literally was in a closet and started crying.
Oh, wow.
And I knew then, he said, so meet me at such and such Jeep place later today.
Yeah.
So I went out there, girl. And when I got there, you know, my brother loves cars. Mm-hmm. So I already knew he was gonna go too far.
Right.
Which is what he did. I'm like, well, it's a cute used one over there with the nice little small wheels. Hey, man, if I'm doing it, I'm doing it right. So you saw it was all big wheels.
He got
big
a good uncle.
Yes.
Oh, he's a good man.
So he told me, you know, what my contribution would be, and Dutch gave toward it. And,
yes.
I mean, it was just such an amazing experience.
The whole village kicked
in. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Most of it is George, but we had others that, you know.
That
so, helps. Yeah, that helped. So the Christmas day, DJ all the way leading up to it was just working his case about why he need a car, and I kept saying, DJ, I can't afford it. Like, you know, last year was probably one of my most difficult years financially.
Yeah.
And so I told him, I said, you know, when you went to cut that light on, to come on, I told you that it was really because the power hadn't been paid. So I don't know why you think that, you know. He was like, well, Mom, I just feel like between, you know, we have a village. This is him talking to me.
DJ, work your magic, DJ.
Right. So long story short, we made him think he was going to be able to share his Aunt Keisha's old Mercedes car, truck. Mm. And so that's what we presented to him first.
Okay.
And it's a video on Facebook that kind of shows the whole thing.
Yeah.
So then after he got that, he was taking pictures in front of it, and my brother said, you know what, nephew? He said, you know, you're a good kid. You're a good nephew. My sister couldn't ask for a better son. You know, we did something special for you. And he lit up the garage with the Jeep in there. Girl.
He lost it.
Girl, he lost it.
Everybody did. Everybody watching, you know, like all of us did. We all lost
crazy.
It.
It was
such
so
a
crazy because he's a Scorpio, so he doesn't show a lot of emotion as you are.
Yeah.
So it was like, he didn't show a lot of emotion. So when he did that skip jump, like when he saw it, it was like, oh my God, I can't believe DJ. So this was a big year for me for the holidays. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my family. I was just in a really good space.
Yeah.
So it was good. And it just goes to show that time is really a helper.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
It was exciting for me to see you come out of your shell. You know, like I said, we kind of touched on this last year, and that's of course what our topics are going to be today, is we're going to recap last year and talk about our goals for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But to witness your growth last year, to see all the things that you accomplished, to see you get out of your comfort zone and get out of your own way, and even like to finish the year with DJ's biggest dream manifesting. It's like, wow, God,
I mean,
is so good.
God is so good. And I'm telling you, that's why I said in the post that this is what manifestation looks like, because that boy sent me a PowerPoint when he was 14.
Unreal.
And he never wavered on what he wanted. Now, he started to say, well, if you can only do.
Mm-hmm.
But he always, that was his dream vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm so grateful, and like God made it happen.
Yeah.
And I have a heart full of gratitude forever for my brother. And he asked me to do something for him. He was like, I'll give you a little something. my phone. I said, did you just buy my son a whole car? How could I possibly ask you to give me nothing off nothing? You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. So it really was confirmation for me too. Yeah. Your manifestation is real.
And shout out to DJ. And I said, I made this comment on your post. I said, you know what? In true Scorpio fashion, he was persistent. Yes, my mother has always... Because somewhat, to a degree, being a Scorpio, our nature is like we are just naturally driven, mm-hmm. and we're persistent. We go after what we want. Mm-hmm. But that can be annoying. It can be, yeah. you know, as a parent, like, you can be annoyed by that because it can just yeah. get on your nerves.
Oh,
like,
my
stop
gosh.
It. Leave me, stop
right.
asking.
Exactly.
Leave me alone.
Oh, my gosh.
But... It works out in your favor towards the end because persistence pays off.
It does. And yeah. he did not care that it was getting on my nerves. And yeah. I kept telling him, DJ, I cannot afford it. He was like, I have faith in you. Mm. Basically, it's like, I know you're going to make it. You can figure it out.
Wow.
Like, this boy is a whole show. So,
I love it.
So the holidays were good. 2018 was a very difficult year for me, the first part of it. But it's almost like once the Realtors Outlet happened,
yeah.
it's almost like that triggered something in me.
Right.
And that's why I really hope people, when given the opportunity, because so often we ask God for something and yeah. then he gives it to us,
right?
And then we keep asking for God for something and he gives it to us, and it's like we'll run from it when he gives it to us, and then we go right back and ask for the same thing that he's given us.
Mm.
But that's what I felt like I was doing.
Yeah,
like, God, if you just give me an opportunity.
Wow.
So here you go, Keisha. And then I'm like, well, I'm scared, I'm fearful, I don't want to do it right now. And right. then I go right back to God and ask him for what he's already given me. He give it to me again.
Mm.
And I feel like that's what happened with Realtors Outlet. I was trying to quit,
yeah,
and you guys didn't let me, but when I went on that stage, it lit something in me, and from that point forward, it just
kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That led to you, you know, getting out of your own way in terms of doing your first book. And that right there opened up doors for you to meet certain people.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, which opened up more opportunity.
Right.
And put you on a path to, like, continue building what you've started.
Exactly.
Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's
incredible.
Been exciting. So, and your year for last year was?
My year was good. I had a lot of growth, mm-hmm. I think, personally. You know, raising teenagers is probably one of the most challenging things that mm-hmm. you'll ever endure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we collectively have a host of teenagers,
mm-hmm.
and they're all going into young adulthood, you know, around the same time. So managing that and then trying to still find yourself in your marriage,
mm-hmm.
outside of all the pulling on you that's being done between mm-hmm. your kids and your job. So it was a year of for me to kind of step back outside of myself and say, listen, you have to find the space mentally, you know, emotionally to deal with all this,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it was a year that I grew a lot. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I really focused within, like, looked within.
Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of that, I feel like I grew a lot personally.
Mm-hmm.
My business was, you know, I had a really great year. Business-wise, it was one of my, well, I've always, every year I've done better than the year before.
Year before. Mm-hmm.
But this year I just had a little spurt of growth, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said, you know, I've had fallout for the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years where I've had some big deals that were put together, but they just kind of fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
But last year I felt like, you know, it was a culmination of just all the work that I had continued to put in year over year, year after year after year. And you know, I just kind of reaped the benefits of it. So it felt good. It
mm-hmm.
felt good. A lot of change has occurred. You know, going into this new year, I hired a new assistant.
Oh, okay.
Yep, hired a new assistant. And so my former assistant, Jamira, has been she has really helped grow my business,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, you know, she's transitioning to a different phase of her life where she's starting her own business.
Okay.
So
all
it's,
right, Jen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she, yeah. so it feels good to see, you know, change, but change is not always easy.
Right.
You know, change mm-hmm. is not always easy. So again, that's forcing you to grow.
Right.
It's forcing you to grow. It's getting you out of your comfort zone. It's having you, you know, approach things in a way that you may not have been ready for at that time.
Right. Well, a lot of people ask us, what do you think was the biggest contributor to your growth in your business, you know, year after year? Because, of course, we're realtors.
Yeah.
And so people do want to know. We're going to dedicate a particular episode to real estate. However, I know a lot of you guys want to talk about that. And so I'm just going to ask Brandon, on you all's behalf, what do you feel like was the biggest contributing factor to your growth? You said you've grown, you know, year after year, but last year you had kind of like exponential growth.
Yeah. So I've had a real estate coach for the last 3 years, right?
Okay.
And I think more than ever, the fact that I knew my numbers. Like, I studied my business. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it's one thing to set a goal for the year to say, oh, I want to do this much volume. Mm-hmm. I want to sell this many homes. But when you really commit to breaking that down and doing the activities that it takes on a day-to-day basis and tracking those numbers and knowing every week. So, like, my goal for the week or this year is to write 2 contracts a week.
Okay.
You know, so it's like I have to be doing those activities on a daily basis to make certain that I can get those 2 contracts a week. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think I was just more focused mm-hmm. and more intent about on meeting those goals. Uh-huh. Yeah, on the activities.
So, for example, what would you say you do to you made a commitment to write 2 contracts a week. What activities do you do to?
So my follow-up game is strong, right?
Okay.
So my sphere of influence, my database, I touch on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. If it's not through, of course, you market and you know, put things out there on social media. I do get a lot of leads from social media, mm-hmm. but I also stay in contact with the people that know me, that know I sell real estate, have already worked with me, my past clients. I get a lot of referrals from my past clients. Mm-hmm. And then even, here's something else I want to point out, that my coach helped me to see. Last year, or not 2018, but 2017, you break down the source of where your business comes from.
Right.
So all, you know, 40-something of my closings, I went and broke down where each of those leads came from.
Okay.
So then you know. Okay, right. If you have 25% of your business is social media, you know, 40% of your business is past clients. So what percentage is that?
65.
The 35% is sphere of influence. You know where to focus your marketing dollars.
Absolutely. Very
you know, so,
smart.
Yeah, so it's like when you really understand how to grow a business,
yes.
I think it just comes a lot easier.
Right.
As long as you're committed to doing the work.
Exactly.
And that's the key. You've yeah. got to be committed to doing the work.
Absolutely.
So I think that's why I experienced the surge that I did, because I was more intent on honoring what it would take to grow it to that level.
Right.
And now I'm like, I'm on even another, like for 2019, and we're going to get to this, like I've increased, you know, as far as like what my goals are, I've kind of set some really lofty goals.
Me too.
And,
yeah.
and I'm like, I'm so ready.
And I'm just so ready.
Don't be scared.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared, girl.
But you know, in 2018, for me, from a business perspective, like I said, the first year, part of the year was great. And then the second and third quarter was really slow for me, but I really didn't, I'll be honest with you, I really didn't work that much.
The reason why it was slow.
I mean, I went on the road with DJ in the summer and, you know, kind of chilled out. He went back to school. I went back to chilling. So it's just like, I just had to get my mind right. But again, when I did the Realtors Outlet, but what I did realize is because I did go back to when I was at a certain level.
Yeah.
And I realized I had more listings at that time.
Yes.
Whether it was the gates, whether it was other stuff that I was right. doing, but I just had more of a listing, you know, like a 65-35 listing,
right.
you know, buyer ratio. And so I realized that last year, one of the reasons that I kind of did pull back is I got frustrated with the business because I had too many. I didn't
You're
have
working
too,
with
many,
too many buyers.
I was working with too many buyers yeah. at one time.
And that alone will frustrate you.
Absolutely. And so what I realized, that's when I went back to the well and said, you know what? So I already got 3 new listings for 2019. I'm going to focus on more listings. That's why I did the class.
Yeah.
I just recorded yesterday, Listings Give Leverage and Some Buyers Are Liars, with my Keeping It Real Estate Academy, the online academy. And, but I realized that I just can control my life better
yeah.
when I have more listings.
Listings give you leverage.
Listings give leverage.
Listings give you leverage.
Yeah.
And another thing we say, list to last.
List to last.
List to last.
Absolutely.
You know, this business has a reputation of burning you
mm-hmm.
out. You can be burned out. Excuse me, because not only, like, if you're managing a certain amount of clients, mm-hmm. there as an agent, your responsibility is, like, you wear so many hats. Your therapist, your psychologist,
financial person.
Yeah, financial. You're the, you know, you're putting everything together. And that can be taxing.
It can be.
That can be overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Emotionally, because you got your own stuff going on in your personal life.
And they don't care.
And you taking on everybody else's stuff.
Right.
So, it absolutely, like, the listing piece, you know, while you are out doing whatever with your family or taking some personal time, people are still out showing your listings.
Absolutely.
So listings,
right.
absolutely. If you commit to that as an agent and you're looking to just leverage yourself in a way where you can grow and continue to grow without being burned out, the key to that is listings.
It's absolutely listings. And although buyers are amazing, but what having a more balanced life with having listings, it allows you to be more selective of the buyers you choose to work
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
So yeah. sometimes, I'm never saying you know, not work with the buyer, but sometimes you need to refer them out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just lose it all together, but it may be, say, you know, another agent in your office that doesn't have as much, you know, business, refer that buyer that you may not be clicking with to them. Because I think part of it is that last year I took on a couple of buyers that I knew in a consultation.
Yeah.
I probably should have referred them, right, because it, not because they weren't great people, but because they were going to need more time than I had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's really
what it
was.
And that's
where
you got to be honest with yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I knew sitting there, but I had bills and I'm like, I got to just go and take them on. But then at the end of the day, you end up taking more time, you spend more money,
right,
because you're driving around more, you're writing more offers. And of course we were in a seller's market so much last year. So it took more time pretty much with all my buyers.
Yeah.
But there was some that were just, it was just too long.
Yeah.
It was just too long. I'm just be honest. It was exhausting. And then at the end, I don't think none of us want to talk to each other. I was like, y'all can wire my check. I ain't even over it. I'm over it. So that's what 2018 was. But I'm super excited. I'm glad to be in 2019. So many folks didn't make it. You know, but I have a renewed spirit and energy about a new year now,
yeah,
instead of just rolling into it again, like, right, oh, here we go. I mean, when I looked at all the things, and I mean, it really took people to inbox me or, girl, you know, run into me like, I'm so proud of everything you're doing. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I really couldn't see it because you'd be so busy doing it.
You did a lot, girl.
I'm like, whoo, Lord have mercy. I did a lot last year. Yeah. So, you know, that was like, I felt like a combination of all the years I hadn't done nothing.
Yeah.
It just kind of hit all at one time. But I have no regrets about that. Yeah. I really don't. I needed that time.
Yeah.
And to be in this business and to be fully invested and engaged, you have to be spiritually and mentally ready.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a tough job.
It's way harder than we make it look.
Yes,
Think. I think a lot of people don't realize how difficult this business can actually be, and that's why I be drinking.
Girl, speaking of which.
Oh, here she freaking out.
Listen, so you know, we coming off of the holidays. Thanksgiving, my birthday, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then me and my husband went on a little, you know, getaway after Christmas. And so, you know, that involves a lot of drinking, a whole lot of drinking. And so a whole lot of drinking, a whole lot of eating. And so I packed on some weight. Uh-huh, I did. Uh-huh. I was the heaviest I was, because I already lost 5 pounds this week.
Okay,
I was the
girl.
Heaviest that I've ever been in my life, like even being pregnant. It's like,
you heavier now than you were.
I'm heavier now than I was when I was pregnant with all three of my kids. And when you see me, people are like, oh, you can't tell, you're tall. But I'm like, it's still an uncomfortable feeling because you know the weight that you're comfortable at.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I committed to this year, or even just this month, I'm trying to lose 15 pounds by the end of January.
Okay.
So I came back from my vacation earlier this week and, you know, I said, I'm going to stop drinking. That was one of the things I was going to do, was stop drinking. And when I tell you, honey, this has been an eye-opening experience because it makes me realize, like, that was kind of a stress reliever. It was a crush for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have a hard morning in the office, and you dealing with clients, you dealing with vendors.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I'm going on lunch break. I'm going to need a drink. So that was a crutch. And then, you know, even after work, like, I'm going to meet up with my girls.
Yeah,
we're just going to kind of go, you know, but we drinking.
We drinking.
I come home from work, you know, stressed out from a long day, and I'm cooked dinner.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God,
man, let me have me a glass of wine to unwind.
Yes.
So it was something that I was looking to as a crutch and as a stress reliever.
Yeah.
But not being able to do it is like, damn, it's a struggle.
So,
you know, this one podcast I was listening to, and I can't remember the author that Oprah was interviewing, but he talked about all the eventful things in our life, or all the goals that we want to accomplish. The biggest challenge for everyone, no matter what goal it is resistance, mm-hmm, is overcoming resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And just in that moment, like, we, you know, me, you, and Miko were mm-hmm having lunch the other day. Like, it was a challenge. Y'all over there drinking your martinis.
Mm-hmm.
It was a challenge for me not to, like, I wanted to drink so bad.
Right.
But that's how you experience, like, real, if not growth, but anything you're trying to accomplish, even you writing your ebook, like, there was resistance involved with that.
Definitely.
You know, so it's like, that's one thing I'm going into this year, just not just as it relates to drinking and trying to lose this weight, anything that I'm any goal that I'm setting, like, have I overcome resistance today? And so it's like a personal challenge,
mm-hmm,
you know? So it's like, that's something I'm holding on to going into the new year.
That's,
like,
good.
Yeah, overcoming resistance, because it is a personal challenge that everybody.
And I had your back the other day because you was for
you
the break.
Did.
I was
you
like,
did.
No,
I
appreciate
you're
doing good.
That.
You're doing good. So yeah, and I'm starting Monday, but I start. Because it's very uncomfortable. Like, I'm at a place now where the girdle not even really helping that much. It's just there more for my back support. It's not doing nothing with this. So I definitely can feel you. And I just know where I want to go. In order to really get to that next level, I need to be in better health.
Yeah.
And the reality is, no matter how good you feel like you can look or whatever, when you get to a certain place, and I've been there for quite some time now, but I'm just totally uncomfortable at this particular size. I mean, everything, you know, it takes, and I have the audacity to sit there and watch my 600-pound life every Wednesday thinking I'm better than them, and it motivates me like, well, I ain't quite that bad, but them heifers all got a man. You hear what I say? Every last one of them got a man. Now, I know it's probably because of that disability check, but the point is they got one, and I'm like, shit, either I'm going where they at, or I'm going to have to lose this weight. And so since I'm either about to hit 600 or I'm going to have to drop some weight. So I decided to go ahead and drop the weight and go in the other direction. But for a minute, I was like, maybe I just go eat my weight to 600 and get me a man too. Give me a
well, you know, we love you enough too much not to allow that to happen.
And that's the thing about it. They sit around and everybody like waits on them hand and foot, and they get pissed off if they don't go get what they, most of them, when they're on their way to doctor now in Houston, which is the doctor who specializes in severely obese people, morbidly obese, whatever you call it, they stop at the drive-thru on the way to him.
Wow.
I'm like, this is really not good. But yeah, that has been like my motivation every week. And then I realized, you watch these people because you think you're better than them, but you really not. You're just a smaller version of them. You got the same type of hang up about food.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Turn it to food for emotional reasons.
Same kind of habits.
Same kind of habits. And I never thought I would be this weight. So I know that it can definitely sneak up. I don't know how much sneaking is done because I've been doing this for some years now. But I'm at that place too. And it's good to know that you, my bestie, is not drinking. So I'm a toast to you today and tomorrow, but Monday I'll start.
Good.
I'm going back to that program I did to get ready for your wedding. Remember that?
I remember
when I was
that.
And I had to cook.
And you lost a pretty good
did.
Amount.
And it didn't take forever to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to that program. It works.
Yeah, cutting the drinking out is a huge piece.
Yeah.
And I know, like, for me, even just this week and losing 5 pounds already, I'm like, I've stopped eating after 7 o'clock. You know,
that's
I've been
really
doing
good.
Smoothies, lean fish and chicken.
Right.
And vegetables. Like, I've been eating vegetable soup. And so that's been doing
it
for
me. You think that Parmesan crusted was good for the fish?
You know, why
no?
You gotta call me out like that?
Because I know you said.
You know what? It was fish, damn it.
You're right.
It was
and that's
fish.
Better than having them wings.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Even that resistance, I wanted one of them wings so bad.
They were good, but it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it because it's, you know, it's going to be hot in a minute and I'll be 48 in June and I'm excited about what the year is going to bring in every aspect of my life. But some of the goals that I've set for this year, other than weight loss, is always there. DJ told me, we were sitting at New Year's Eve, I was working on my vision board because I didn't get a chance to finish it up at our thing because we were hosting. And I was putting stuff together. He's talking about, here we go. This was DJ. Here we go. He's talking about, I'm just already over everybody with this new year, new. He said, look, just like you. He said, every year you say you go do it, you never do. I said, dang, DJ, why you being so hard on me? And I said, well, I'm going to keep saying every year until I accomplish my goals. Why you over there trying to judge? But he was mad because I wouldn't let him go out New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And kids just don't understand that. And I told
him. Where he was trying to go?
To a party. Talking about so-and-so mama. Talking about, you know so-and-so. He went to Our Lady of Mercy. And I said, DJ, I know of them people. I don't know them like that for you to be going to their house for the first time on New Year's Eve. And I said, you can't go.
Yeah.
You just, and I know you're upset. And he was mad. I mean, like he had an attitude. And before you do it, So, so I'm like, you know, I know you don't understand, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to communicate with you my reasoning behind it because I'm trying to parent you differently
than
what I was told, just you can't go and that's it.
Right.
There is just too much going on in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you're young, you're a new driver, you're African-American. I don't want to have to go no place about you.
Yeah.
And so you can't go. I don't know those people like
that. You did the right thing.
And so what he ended up doing, him and Chandler went to the batting cage.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Yeah, he went to the batting cage.
I'm
and he said, we want to bring in the new year to the batting cage. So I let him do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they were, the batting
cage.
That's
much more productive anyway.
Yeah, and I said, and that's much more productive for where you're trying to go and what you're trying to do. But so, of course, weight loss is one of the goals. Let me tell you what I did yesterday. You're going to be proud of me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, Wednesday. A few months ago, my brother had a colonoscopy, and I'm talking about this because I realized how important this is. And they had 7 precancerous polyps that they found, so he had to have surgery to remove them. Okay, and so that because I'm his sibling, they said that colon cancer tends to be very strong genetically.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go.
Yeah.
So as I sat in the waiting room the other day, I had to fill out this form, and it was the very first time, you know, you have the option to choose married, widowed, single, divorced. Mm. And it was the first time I chose single.
Wow.
Which was a big deal for me because I'm like, I can't keep wearing that label. Yeah. Even though technically, yes.
You
but
still are.
I am. But I just wanted to put single.
You
want to
separate yourself.
Exactly.
From that.
Yeah. So that was like a big step for me into what I am really wanting for my life this year.
Yeah.
So I feel like even doing that was saying, okay, you ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, to get away from that. But yeah, so that's one of the things that I really want to be at my best self, because to be honest with you, and I hope people don't feel no type of way, I don't like fat men. And a lot of times I think when you're fat, other fat people think you're supposed to like them fat. I don't want a fat guy.
But you know what? I'm looking over the course of your history, you know, even the people that you've dated, you know, that doesn't speak to all fat guys. Well, you shoot them down, clearly, just based on your last statement. You shoot them down. But most of the men that are attracted to you,
they have a certain type. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like Heather now with the type.
You got a type.
Yeah, but, you know, I know. But, I mean, a lot of them, they be more aggressive with me.
Yeah.
I just tend to be like, because what we going to do together? And we're going to both be out of breath within the first, like, it's not healthy. You know what I'm saying? It's just not healthy. So I just think
I don't even want that visual in my head, okay? I don't want that visual. But trust me, I'm sure they make it happen.
But I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, even on my 600-pound life, most of they men be little. Yeah. They really be small.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, they don't have no, it's very rare that it's a too big of. Do two bigums together, as you would say, bigums. You said thickums. It's very rare. So, yeah, but so that's, I want to be my best self. Now, I am probably never going to be skinny. I ain't trying to look like you, but I know I could be better than this. So, of course, weight, my business, I said listings, but you encouraged me even with what you just said today to break those goals down. I set a very lofty goal for this year, especially for what I sold last year.
Right.
But I know I'm capable. I mean, it's already lining up
right
for me, but I need to break it down a little bit more and a little bit more.
Yeah.
And start doing those daily activities. That's where my...
That's where you struggle.
That's where I struggle. It really
is. But
really
at least you know what you need to do.
Right.
Like, how you're shorting yourself by not committing to the activities.
Yes.
So, you know, in order to... That's why I always tell people, like, you know, how do you do it? How do you do it? Like, you just gotta do it.
You just do it.
You just gotta do it. And you know what to do.
Absolutely.
You just gotta do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I see it happening for you too.
Well,
I think you're in a space right now where the universe and God is just
lining up.
It's lining up, honey.
It seems like, because I'm telling you, that deal that I wrote December 10th, it will go down in history for me, because I never even saw it coming.
Yeah.
And to be cash, it was just like crazy.
That's sweet.
Even as I sat there and we were doing all the paperwork, I was like, I cannot believe it's realtors that come and go twice in this business and never write a $3 million plus deal.
Yeah.
So it was just like, okay, God is blessing you.
Yes.
You owe it to him to give your best self.
Absolutely.
And so that was another thing that I think lit a fire in me. Like, you can't let him keep blessing you like this and don't show appreciation by not giving all you have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that was another thing. And I really do want to help other agents younger agents in the business, because I feel like this business allowed me to raise DJ the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and be there for him and not miss games. And there's an article floating around now on Facebook talking about how important it is to attend your children's activities.
To support them, yeah.
And to support them.
Yeah.
And what it does. And the guy who wrote it was, he went to college on a scholarship for football, and his sister went on college scholarship for basketball. And he was saying that his dad was like a postal worker, and I forgot what his name. He's like, but they never missed a game. One or the two of them were always at one of their games, you know?
Yep.
And I know you have had three up until recently that you were raising by yourself, and you always managed to, even if it was out of town.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, I'll say this, girl, and that's like, you know, we had solicited on our, both of our Insta stories, asking people, what do we want? What do they want to hear from us?
Uh-huh.
Topics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I forwarded to you, one of the young ladies said, I would like to know how to balance being a realtor, being a mother. I think she might have threw something else in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you know, that is the struggle that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, because at the end of the day, you may be going on these trips to go support them at the, you know, AU or baseball, whatever it is, but you still got responsibilities and businesses, you know, and bills that need to be paid.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's a great topic for us to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll just kind of touch on it now, because, like, it was a challenge. It was a challenge. But my commitment, I feel like God honored me being obedient to be there how I was, you know, to be there how I was for them. My business did not probably could have grown a lot more.
Absolutely.
Probably could have grown a lot more, you know, in that phase of my life. Had I been more dedicated to my business,
right,
and missed some of those practices and games and tournaments,
yeah,
but I don't regret any of that,
right? Absolutely,
I was still in a good space, you know, able to you know maintain and you know still do pretty well in spite of me being obligated and committed to my kids,
right?
So I think you as long as you can recognize, you know, it's going to be a huge sacrifice.
It is.
Like, it is a huge sacrifice to do both, but you have to be more intently focused on your work during the day.
Absolutely.
Knowing that you have those outside commitments when you get off work, on the weekends. So it can be done. It's just, it's a lot of sacrifice.
It's a lot of sacrifice, and you typically, but the more work the more you work, the more successful you are, you can pay for help.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sometimes you need a nanny, or sometimes you need, you know, somebody that you can, you know, a college student, go pick him up from school.
And yeah.
I'm telling you, the freedom that I have now that DJ has a car, I don't even know what to do with myself.
It's life-changing.
I honestly don't know what to
really
do with myself. Like,
it's life-changing.
I'm like, this boy was so much of what I did, running around and picking him up from school. Like, the first day, and my friend was like, okay, you've been extra. I was like, I sent him a message and was like, I'm literally in tears. DJ just got up and went to school.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with
myself. Oh, my God, it's such a good feeling. And I look at that. I'm like, you know what? For years, I committed to getting up. We had to leave the house at 6:30.
Right.
To take them to school on the other side of town.
Ooh,
and
girl.
I'm like, even that level of dedication to your kids, I mean, I have more freedom now. And,
yes.
and you asked me what has contributed to my success this past year. And I'm like, I have more freedom.
Right.
I have a husband now. I have a helpmate.
Right.
I got more freedom to go out and
Absolutely.
Just to be me.
Absolutely.
I'm able now to commit to doing this podcast, which is something that I want to, like, I'm passionate about.
Right.
So absolutely, I would say that God has aligned things in my life over the last couple of years that have enabled me to go out and do more things that I
truly
do.
Believe that when we take one step, God will take three, four.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you must do your part. I think I hear a lot of people just kind of, I've been there, you can live in a space of woe is me.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you know, you have to be careful, because before you know it, that'll be your life.
Right.
Because you're continually with your actions, putting it in the universe, that this is where I want to be. This is the space I want to live in.
Right.
You know, this happened to me and this is the reason why I'm in this space. And this happened to me. And, you know, if you continue to live in that space, you're going to get what you've been getting.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to really make a decision to dig deep to get out of that space.
Yeah.
And you got to pray, and hopefully you have the people around you that continue to encourage you. Because I know you had to get tired. Did you? Because I felt like, oh, my God. I know she's like, oh, my God.
You know what? I didn't, because I understood, and I know you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that you were so close.
Yeah.
But you would, you know, you would allow yourself to be set back by your emotions. But I empathize with this. So at no point was I ever like, I can't keep it. I'm done encouraging this girl. Like, I couldn't do that. You my girl.
Yeah.
You know, you my girl. And I, like I said, I empathize with everything, and I understood your struggles. Not every struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I empathized even more, because, you know, we relate from a, you know, being widows and having a single parent experience. But I can't relate to what it's like to lose your mother the way that you did. I can't. So I always had empathy for you as a result of that. And that's why I knew it was my place. Like, I just got to keep encouraging her. And it's going to, she going to come
at
around.
At some point, she going to
come around.
She's going to come around. But that's what you really have to do. And I know I've even had some people say, well, I don't have friends like you have. And I there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful. I'm blessed. I always say I'm so grateful for my friends and my family. Well, my brother and my sister, because, I mean, that's my family.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you attract that which you are.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, it's like, and I think this is in the Bible somewhere, but don't hurt if I don't say it right. But to have a friend, you have to first be friendly,
show
or something.
Friendly.
Show yourself friendly.
Uh-huh.
So even though a lot of brokenness has been in me for some years now, I've been a good friend.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, to people. Yes. And I've been there for people when they have been in some really, you know, situations. So I think that's just people just came back around, and, you know, it just came back around to me. So I think if people are in a space where they're constantly saying, I don't have those kind of friends, and all my people, you know, people around me are jealous or whatever, then you got to find a new circle.
Yeah.
You got to find a new
and
circle.
And I can't be friends with females.
Oh,
and I'm
girl.
Like,
I don't don't even like to deal with, I don't, when a guy tell, I met a guy, I promise you last year, I met a guy and I'm telling you, he had no friends.
Yeah, I'm like, you got to look within. I'm There's like, something wrong you, with that picture.
First of all, I don't have the kind of time you're going to need. Yeah. If you don't have, I need you to have friends. Yeah. I need you to have somebody. First of all, I need you busy working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody was talking about this girl yesterday when Robert was doing my hair and stuff and makeup. And he said, he was telling me about a production he's working on, and he was like, with her new friend, he's been real supportive, he's there every morning with her. I said, why he ain't at work? Like, why he ain't got something to do but to hold her purse?
Somebody write about that.
I mean, because even if you're self-employed, you got something you gotta do every day, you know what I mean? You may have more flexibility, but you cannot come to work with me every day,
right?
You know what I'm saying? If you got something to do, I don't need you holding my purse, I hold my own damn purse. So, you know, that's the other thing. I feel like we have too much in Atlantis. A lot of purse holding men.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm like,
That's hard for a woman like ourselves.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Because we're so driven. We're so take charge. And I think if you have that kind of a man, then the roles are kind of reversed. And you feel like you're running a show. And like, how are you being led by someone who...
Hey, listen, man. Yeah, I'm telling you. So that is a big part of my year. I'm putting myself out there, dating more and things like that.
Because 2020 around the corner.
2020 is around the corner. It's around the corner. And I found a really cute place that I think I'm going to move to.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's really, really cute.
Well, after DJ graduates?
I said I was going to after he graduates, but I'm kind of looking at the market to see what's going to do. I'm already getting repairs done at the house and getting some painting done and, you know, getting slowly so the list ain't all at once.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly getting stuff together. But I honestly don't know. I'm going to just let my spirit move me. But it is the cutest neighborhood. And I hate it because I want to be close to my brother, you, and some other people. But, it, you know, if that's what it's supposed to be, then it's just going to be.
Okay.
You know, we'll just see. I don't know. But I'm open. I'm way more open to it. But so that's a big part of 2019 for me. The getting to know phase is so like, well, you know what, though? This is what I'll say. The getting to know phase is that way if you're not really with somebody you want to be with.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. If I'm getting to know you because I'm getting to know you just because I feel like, well, he's nice. That's what I've had the last couple of times. Like, he's nice. But at the
same... And you're just doing it out of...
Well, I feel like I don't want to shut him down so quickly.
Yeah. Before you give yourself an opportunity to see, okay...
But, I kind of already know. But one of them, he made good money and we went nice places, so I just... I mean, you know what I mean? We just kind of, but he's still nice. We just didn't click.
Yeah.
You know, chemistry is just something you cannot make up.
Yeah.
And you really kind of know, you can just have a cup of coffee.
And you know off the rip.
Know off the rip.
And that's why, you know, we're saying 2020 is around the corner. That's why, Keisha, it don't take a lot of time.
It doesn't. Especially this age. I don't even have that kind of time.
It didn't take a lot of time for me because when at this age, in this phase of our lives, when you know, you know.
When you know, you know.
Yeah.
And the chemistry is either there for a relationship or not.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't, you know, one guy was like, well, I still want to be your friend. And I'm like, yeah, but no. I don't really have time for any. I mean, you know, I really don't have time for boyfriends.
Yeah.
My friends are demanding. I'm demanding of them. I have great guy friends already, and I'm good on the guy friends I have. And I just,
because you know they don't just mean that.
And no, what he wanted to do was see if he spent a little bit more time with me, would I acquiesce, would I finally say, well, you know what, and maybe I would have. I don't know, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it. I think at this age, I know what I want.
Yeah, you know what you
and
want.
And I know if we click.
And you got to follow your heart and your
spirit.
And like
and
you
I don't want to waste nobody's time either.
Because you're trying to be intentional. You're
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So
I'm with
that's the other thing. So what's some other goals you have for 19?
So of course, I mean, we talked about real estate and I've kind of set some lofty goals for real estate. But outside of real estate, I just feel like my husband asked me a couple weeks ago, you know, you up at late at night doing pillow talk. And he said, what are some of your dreams?
Mm.
You know, and we talked about that. And I said something to him. I said, you know what? I just want to feel like I said that I want to know, I want to feel in my spirit that I've not missed my assignment.
Mm.
And my assignment is bigger than selling real estate.
Yeah.
My assignment is bigger than raising these children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do feel like I have a calling outside of what I'm doing right now. I have a large following and, you know, people look to me for inspiration.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm grateful to be a source of inspiration for people, but I know that God wants to use me in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to be led by my spirit. And I don't know what that looks like. But I just feel like this year, God wants to move me in that direction.
I hear you. I believe that,
so,
too.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. I do.
Yeah.
I believe that.
So that's a goal. I'm putting it out there. I just want to be led by my spirit. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how it's going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like God is elevating me in a way to where I'll be more impactful
yes.
outside of just, you know, my children, because what I've done with my children is tremendous, and that's an ongoing thing. But God wants to use me.
Absolutely.
Outside of being a mother and a wife and a realtor.
Right.
So that's one of my goals outside of business. Me and my husband have committed to having more personal time.
Good.
This trip was so good for us, this last trip, Keish. We just got a chance to be intimate in ways that we just don't have the time to at home.
Right.
You know, because we're both devoted entrepreneurs, so which means we're working late sometimes, him later than me. And, you know, then we're so committed to our children. Mm-hmm. They got all these daggone games all over everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, our son now plays at Kennesaw State. So we're between Kennesaw State basketball games and then, you know, the high school basketball games and then the football games. Football season is over. But now it's like, it's just ongoing. Mm-hmm. It's just never ending. Mm-hmm. So we've both decided that we are going to take more personal time.
Good.
Once a quarter, go on a trip.
Good.
So that's another goal for us personally and within our marriage. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got a son. We have a son that's graduating this year. My Chasey Poole.
Oh,
you know, it's just like we're transitioning into a phase of, you know, somewhat not really empty nesters, but when you go from having a host of kids to just like one, two in the house,
right?
That's different.
Yeah,
you know, it's different.
Yeah.
So just really enjoying a moment and just taking that time with each other and with our children, with our family. We want to plan for a few family trips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my year is. That's what it's slated. Those are some of my goals for this year.
And I agree with you about the platform beyond being a realtor. For me, it's with DJ getting this vehicle. I realize I have put a lot into DJ. He's been my life.
Yeah.
And so now that he can drive himself and stuff, I have a lot more time, and it's had me sitting in the house like, you know, like,
what now?
So for one, I'm going to put a lot more time into my business.
Yeah.
You know, because the goals I set are very lofty.
Yeah.
And two, I have this talk show on Instagram Live.
Yes. And it be lit, honey.
Let me tell you.
And I'm unfortunately not able to catch them all, but when I am, it is so entertaining. I said, listen, Keisha, I'm just going to put it out there for you. Like, you have that platform is for you. Like, really, you having a talk show, because one, you know, I've been able to reap the benefit all these years of your advice, which is very direct. And sometimes it's like, you know, it's what you need to hear. It ain't always what you want to hear. So you have a gift when it comes to that.
Thanks.
They do them live.
Them people be on my lives asking relationship advice, honey. I mean, I like this guy in jail. I was like, girl, you know, so I have this talk show. So that has encouraged me. I mean, people literally have their notifications turned on. I had somebody to DM me the other day. I said, are we going to have a talk show Thursday night? Because if so, I'm going to move something around. I don't want to miss it. I said, are you? Because I don't leave them up.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, because they don't tell them what I said.
You don't
want
to be here.
Right. I done already got offended, but I done offended somebody, honey, because I said, y'all need to stop having baby with all this different DNA and all these different daddies, honey. Them folks was in my DM. And one girl said, you know what? I know a lot of people won't tell you, but you're right. Yeah. It's hard raising these kids. I got three, and all of them got different dads. She's talking about they all give me something different. And I said, but that can happen when they got the same data, but it is a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, all the topics are just, so I kind of feel like I want to see what I can do with that.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy doing it. I think I'm helping people. And some people come in there with some serious issues, and I let them know I ain't no therapist. I'm just somebody who done lived through some things.
Right.
And so I'm going to give you the advice that I wish I had known or that I have taken myself that had worked, that has served me well. So I'm going to figure out how to make that talk show a little something.
Yeah. No, and I see that for you. I totally see that for you. So that is, honey, that I certainly see that being a 2019 something materializing.
Gotta figure out. And so then I want to do more with us with the Realtors Outlet.
Yes.
And we have
got so much stuff, man. Yeah. We got the Realtors Outlet.
Yeah.
We got Mamas on the Move. So, oh girl, it's going to be, 2019 is going to be
I'm excited about it. I'm really, really excited about it. So we're going to figure it all out. It's going to come in. But I like what you said, letting our spirit lead us into what we're going to do.
That's right.
And now we're going to move on into, but I want everybody to, like Brandy said, we need to be intentional, guys.
Yeah.
It's a new year. I went off on my Instagram, like on my talk show the other night, telling folks, y'all, we just in the second year. Y'all already come with the BS.
Right.
Like, you have got to not, you can't let yourself get down. You got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
You got to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
So let's jump into this is a little bit different because we normally do, this time is where we normally do our Mama on the Move of the the week.
Right.
But this week, we're going to do our Woman on the Move.
Woman on the Move.
And her name is Kim Wiggins.
Yes.
She's a news anchor journalist in the DMV area.
Yes.
And Kim came to us through one of your good friends and
yes,
wife.
One of my good friends, yeah. Soror, and client, Blaine Alexander Bailey, mm-hmm. and she's a faithful listener of our podcast, and so she had referred, you know, she had reached out to Kim. She's a fellow news anchor, and she said, you have got to listen to this podcast.
Right.
And because our paths are similar, Kim right. is a widow.
Right.
Recently widowed. Yeah. I think it's maybe about two years. Yeah,
about two years.
Mm-hmm. And so she sent us a message. She DM'd us both and just kind of expressed her gratitude because she could so relate to just our experience, mm-hmm. and she found a lot of inspiration and just how we've been able to move past it.
Right.
So she was, it's just so endearing to see how people respond to us. And we're just out here just telling our stories.
Right.
But it makes me feel like, or it makes me understand our responsibility to do
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot of women out here that are suffering, that are just don't have a lot of hope.
Right.
You know, and we're providing people hope.
Absolutely.
You know, so it feels good to see the impact that we're having. But she in her own right is doing some amazing things
right.
with her platform.
Right.
And we got a little love token from her for
yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
And it made me realize that, you know what, we have to acknowledge her. We have to honor her.
Right.
Even though she's not a mother, but she is a woman who is just on top of her game. And I think, Keisha, you want to tell a little bit about her story?
Well, Kim, she's not a mom, like we said. However, she is a widow. A couple of years ago, and I can't remember if she and her husband were at a hotel stand someplace, or I just remember her in reading the story. He ran out to the store that was like across the street, and she said some time had passed. He hadn't come back, so she looked out. She saw police and everything surrounded, but he had been hit. It was a hit and run.
Yeah.
Someone had hit him and left the scene, and so she overnight, and just kind of like us,
yeah.
you know, wasn't sick, anything like that. He was, you know, and she lost her husband that way. And so she has used her platform to be transparent in sharing her journey.
Yeah.
And I think it's important because people do need help and
yes.
hope.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't have anybody to turn to. I was fortunate enough to have Brandy, who had personally gone through what I was going through. But a lot of people don't have young people who look like them.
Yeah.
A young lady who's one of my Instagram followers, she just recently lost her husband in lung cancer. So it is when you're younger, oftentimes it's hard to find somebody who looks like you who's
yeah.
going through that journey.
Yeah.
And so Kim using her platform to share her story, and you know, her and y'all sorors and everything connected that way. But when I went through Kim's page and read her story, it just encouraged me.
Yeah.
It encouraged
yeah.
me because she gets up every day. She has like these little songs and stuff, and she gets up and you know, because she's early morning in the studio because
yeah.
she's a news morning anchor.
And she's had to go through this publicly.
Publicly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because
so
Brandy and I kind of always talk about how we glad it wasn't no social media.
Yes.
Because I mean, yeah, I'm glad.
Me too.
I'm glad it wasn't no social media
too.
When I went through what I went through with
yeah.
Daryl, losing Daryl. So we just wanted to shout Kim out as our woman on the move. You know, we, like we said, we normally do Mamas on the Move, but it's important. What we want to do is share the story of women who are out here using whatever it is that they have to encourage other women.
Yes.
So it may be a mama, it may be a woman, it may be, you know, we don't know. We let the Spirit lead us on what we decide to share.
That's right. And who are overcoming adversity in a
Period.
Way, like, because we all, at some point in our lives, you guys, Keisha and I never thought that the day would come where we would face some of the challenges that we face.
Right.
So it's about overcoming and how you endure through that process.
Right.
So, you know, it's sometimes a struggle to get up every day and
Ooh.
Put one foot in front of the other.
Yes.
So it is good to be able to provide people or to be a source of hope and inspiration. She has started, so we'll just share a little information about her. She has started a organization called Still His.
Yes.
And she sent us some tokens, you know, a t-shirt, and she has these pencils that have little love messages on them. They were all so cute. I hate I didn't bring them because
no.
I would have showed them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Still His. Well, actually, if you go to Instagram, it's called Still His, Still Hers. So at Still His, Still Hers. So it's encouraging for people who are going through that journey of widowhood, right, you right. know, to be able to relate to other people that are going through that. So she started that in the midst of her grief.
Yes.
And not everybody's able to do
no,
that.
No, not everybody.
So it was, that was, to me, was significant. So we just wanted to shout you out, Kim. We love you. We yes. are encouraged by what you're doing. So keep being the amazing spirit that you are. Your spirit just shines through
it
in all
does.
Of your videos.
It really does.
So yeah, so she is our woman on the move this week.
Yes, thank you, Kim. And again, guys, we're excited about what the year is going to bring. We hope you guys are excited about your own lives and being intentional about what you want to accomplish in your lives. And we're glad that you allow us to just share a little bit of your space. And I think that's going to wrap us for this week, Ben. And
yeah.
Until next time,
keep moving, mama.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.